Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, Smarty Pants. Welcome to an encore or repeat presentation of Ice Cream. Don't worry, we're still making lots of new episodes of Who Smarted, but every so often, we like to share an older episode that we know you'll love. So grab an ice cream cone, cup, or popsicle, and enjoy learning all about ice cream.
All right, boys, I found the perfect spot.
Well, 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 if it isn't the creamers.
Don't worry, boys, it's just the Iceman. You're not so tough when you're alone.
Yeah, except I'm never alone. Come on out, boys.
Two can play at that game.
This is our turf, creamers.
Really? I don't see your name on it.
What are you talking about? We literally spray painted our name in graffiti everywhere. See, right next to you, it says ice.
Yeah? Well, we spray painted our name right under yours. Everywhere it says ice, it also says cream.
I see. Yeah, it was thoughtful of you not to paint over our name. Yeah, I gotta say.
We creamers try to be respectful.
Well, then respect my demand to beat it. This is our town.
Yeah!
That's pretty cold, Ice. But we ain't leaving.
Nope.
No!
The creamers have risen to the top.
You creamers think you're so smooth. Well, there's only one way to settle this. It's time for a dance-off. Hit the music, boys.
You expect us to dance to that?
That's not us. It's coming from this ice cream truck. Ooh, ice cream. I say we put our dance rumble on ice for now and have a sweet treat.
That's because you know we could have creamed you. But yes, creamers, ice cream's on me.
Yay!
Oh, no, you don't. Ice is first.
Hey, relax. I got plenty of ice cream for all of you.
Yeah, well, I'm first. You can't have ice cream without ice.
And not so fast. You can't have ice cream without cream.
You're both right. But you do know ice cream is more than just ice and cream, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And you know, ice and cream don't actually mix very well.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
So how does ice and cream mix to make ice cream? How is it you keep it in the freezer, yet it's not frozen solid? And who invented ice cream in the first place?
I don't know.
Get ready for two scoops of science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Psst, hey, Smarty Pants. I got a question for you.
Huh?
Think of a nice big bowl of ice cream.
Yum.
What flavor are you thinking of? Sweet. But that's not the question. The question is, what state of matter do you think ice cream is? Is it A, a solid, B, a liquid, or see. A gas. Got your answer? Well, it's definitely not a gas. So, no. That leaves solid or liquid. Well, let's see what our dancing street gangs think.
Ice is solid, so I say solid.
Yeah, well, cream is a liquid, so I say liquid.
Figures. So what do you think? Who's right?
I don't know.
Well, it turns out they're both right. Ice cream is part liquid and part solid. Now, I know what you're thinking. If you keep ice cream in the freezer at the same temperature as ice cubes, how is it that you can put a spoon or an ice cream scooper into ice cream, but not into a solid block of ice? At least, that's what I think you're thinking. And the answer is because only about 3/4 of ice cream is actually frozen. If it was all frozen, it would be too hard to eat.
Who wants to eat just plain ice? That's no fun. It's the cream that brings the flavor to the party.
Is that true?
While it's true that the cream brings liquidy goodness and smooth ability, it doesn't add much in the way of flavor.
Well, this just tastes like frozen milk.
More importantly, cream would actually also freeze solid.
Oh.
So what do you need to add to ice cream for both flavor and to keep it from freezing solid? Did you say sugar?
Nom 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 nom.
That's right. Sugar doesn't just impact flavor, it also impacts freezeability. Too little sweetener means too solid a substance. And sugar sweeteners can come in many forms. Chocolate chips,
yummy.
Cookie dough, fruit, you name it. And that's not all. Mix-ins like cookies, nuts, or chips take up space where water would be. If there's too much water, it forms into large, chunky ice crystals, which are no fun to eat.
Ow, my tooth.
Ice cream is at the smoothest and creamiest when the ice crystals remain small. And fun ingredients help make that possible.
Gotcha. Can I just get some ice cream now?
Yeah, I could use some ice cream too.
Okay, but first, true or false? When it's time to mix up a batch of ice cream, you need to make all the ingredients super cold.
It's called ice cream. Duh.
What about you listening, smarty pants?
Huh?
True or false? Cold ingredients make the best ice cream. If you guessed false, you're right. While it's true that ultimately our ice cream concoction will end up cold and mostly solid, it's a lot easier to dissolve and blend all the ingredients when they're in their liquid form. And the best way to get everything all liquidy is to heat it. Hey, anybody want some hot scream? Just kidding. The mixture won't stay hot for long. But heating the ingredients also kills bacteria, so it's an important step. Now, who knows how the heated ice cream ingredients are turned frozen?
I should know this, shouldn't I?
Yeah. If you've ever seen a video of ice cream being made, you may have seen a machine mixing the ice cream, and that's called churning. Everything from a home ice cream machine to the world's biggest ice cream companies all use some form of churning. Churning simply means mixing the ingredients slowly while chilling them at the same time.
All right, it's ice baby time.
That's right. It's during this step that the ice crystals form. And good ice cream makers know ice crystals need to be very small to get the creamiest texture.
You hear that? Cream.
Right. But like I said, ice and cream don't mix very well naturally. So they need to add what's known as an emulsifier, an ingredient that helps ice and cream get along. Egg yolks are a very common emulsifier, as is condensed milk. I wish we had one here now. After that, another element is introduced. Any ideas what it is?
I don't know.
Here's a hint. It's something you can find literally everywhere, and it's absolutely free.
As in sugar-free or fat-free?
As in everything free. Any ideas what it can be? Here's another hint. It rhymes with bear, or scare, or care, or pear, or where, or there. Why? It's air.
Air?
That's right. Air is whipped into the ice cream solution during churning to improve its texture. And that's how it feels on your tongue. and the volume of the ice cream, as in how fluffy it gets.
Great. And since air is free, we can add lots of it.
Now hold on now. Too much air can reduce the quality of your ice cream. It'll melt too fast, and after a few times in and out of the fridge, it'll be kind of yucky.
Oh, no!
A little bit of air goes a long way. In fact, it's not great for ice cream to change temperature even after it's been made, which is why if you've ever been to an ice cream shop, you'll notice the servers always reach into the chilled case to scoop the ice cream out of those big tubs.
Well, here you go, kid.
Of course. When you have ice cream in your freezer at home, you have to take it out.
Yes!
But we all know what happens if you leave it out too long.
The ice crystals melt.
Yes, and what do you think will happen if you put melted ice cream back in the freezer?
I should probably know this too.
Yeah, you should. The melted ice cream will refreeze. But since there's no way to churn it, you're not going to get tiny ice crystals. Instead, you'll get big, chunky ones. Which is why, if you've ever refrozen melted ice cream, you'll notice it's covered in ice and frost. But even more importantly, refreezing completely melted ice cream is a perfect way to grow bacteria. So don't do it.
You're better off just drinking it like a milkshake.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Ah, nice to see you two getting along. Okay, the last step in the process is hardening. And as the ice cream churns, it gets very cold, but it's still soft enough to stir. So, smarty pantses, how do we change our liquidy substance back into a solid? That's right, temperature. But do we raise it or do we lower it?
Lower.
Nailed it. When the churned ice cream is placed in freezer temperatures, it hardens enough to be firm. But the sweeteners, air, and emulsifiers help keep it from getting so hard that you can't scoop it. You're left with the perfect ice cream consistency we all know and love.
Yay!
Any questions, you two?
Yeah, who invented ice cream?
Great question, and we'll be right back with the answer.
Hello, trusty narrator here with a special message and offer for anyone looking for extra help with schoolwork, classwork, homework, or homeschooling. I am super excited to announce Who Smarted is partnering with IXL Learning to bring you a phenomenal educational resource that will make math, language arts, science, and social studies as fun as listening to an episode of Who Smarted. IXL is an online learning program for kids, and whether you're one of our thousands of homeschool families or a parent looking for extra help for your child, IXL is like having a second teacher in your home. And it's designed and research-backed to boost grades and instill the skills and confidence to master any subject from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is like an investment in your child's education, and as Who Smarted listeners, I know how important that is to you. Personally, I've seen the results of IXL Learning, and every family I know using it has shared what an incredible, immersive, fun, and educational experience it is. I know it works, which is why I'm excited to recommend it to my Who Smarted audience. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Who Smarted listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey parents, imagine enjoying stress-free, delicious meals crafted by chefs and approved by dietitians already in just 2 minutes. With Factor, you can. With a choice of 35 weekly options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, and Veggie dishes. Plus, discover over 60 add-ons like on-the-go breakfasts, lunch snacks, and beverages to keep you fueled throughout the day. For me, Factor's gourmet meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus have been a game changer on busy days. Factor is now my go-to solution for enjoying no fuss, no mess meals without the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning. And you can customize your weekly meals for as much or as little as you need, with the flexibility to pause or reschedule deliveries to fit your busy lifestyle. And since I know our listeners love taking care of planet Earth, this month, Factor is making it even easier to eat sustainably with their
Earth Month Eats badge, highlighting meals with the lowest carbon footprint. Ready to fuel up for your springtime goals? Head to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. Don't wait. Factor. Fresh. Convenient. Delicious. So, who did invent ice cream? The earliest signs point to China in 3000 BC.
Wow!
Marco Polo is credited with bringing it to Italy.
Mamma mia!
Of course, ice cream back then was mostly snow and ice sweetened by nectar or honey.
Well, hello there, honey bunch.
An Italian noblewoman, Catherine de' Medici, married Henry II of France and introduced the French to ice cream.
Ooh la la.
And in Europe, milk and cream were added to the mixture as it developed into the modern ice cream we know today. And the first ice cream parlor in the United States opened in 1776 in New York City. But it wasn't a huge hit right away.
What?
In fact, for most of history, ice cream was reserved only for the wealthiest people. Can you guess why? Was it because A, dairy was expensive? B, sugar was expensive?
Nom 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 nom.
C, the recipe was hoarded by greedy merchants who charged huge sums of money for it, making it very expensive?
This is very exclusive ice cream.
Or D, because only the wealthy had the means to keep ice cream frozen, because keeping things frozen was expensive. If you said D, you're right. Whether using small underground cellars known as ice houses or the earliest refrigerators, keeping food cold was a luxury only available to the wealthiest people.
This ice cream is rich.
Around 1851, the first ice cream factory was built in Pennsylvania. And soon after, transportation and refrigeration advanced enough that ice cream could be enjoyed by everyone. So, Iceman, Creamer, what do you say? Call a truce and have some delicious ice cream?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Fine. Whatever.
I guess. Sure.
Terrific. What'll it be?
Vanilla. It's the best.
No, chocolate is the best.
Here we go again.
Vanilla.
Chocolate.
It's
chocolate.
The best.
Chocolate is
vanilla.
The best.
Vanilla. It's the best.
No, chocolate is the
vanilla.
Best.
Vanilla. It's the best.
Today's shout out goes to Sari in Pensacola, Florida. Thanks so much for being a fan and listening to Who Smarted. Today's delicious episode ice cream was written by Jenna Hoban and voiced by Jason Williams, Adam Tex Davis, Sheffield Chastain, and yours truly, Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted was recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studio. Theme song by Brian Suarez. Lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Jerry Colbert and Adam Tex Davis. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.